Hello and welcome to the NBA Lit Halftime Show presented by OTGBasketball.com. Make sure you follow OTG on Twitter. This first half of Game 3 is concluded and the Warriors are on top once again. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me tonight, Corey Waldron. Kyle's, I can't say your last name, Zwisk, but how are you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. It's Zwizek, but you're getting there. You're doing all right.
Kyle, Nick.
What's up,
pleasure
Corey?
To be on.
All right, guys. What's your initial reaction from Game 3 first half?
Well, you want me to start?
Kyle, you start.
All right. So, my initial thing was that I really think, I mean, the Warriors are moving the ball well, and that's kind of their game. That's what they've been doing this whole series. You know, the Cavs have been there defensively. They've been forcing up tougher shots, I think, but the Warriors are still finding the open man. And also, I mean, it's been the LeBron James show. He's been the guy for Cleveland, and unfortunately, that's not going to just cut it. They're going to need the other guys to step in. So,
no, I agree. Besides LeBron James, you know, Kyrie has 17, and no other Cavaliers in double figures. Kevin Love isn't having as good a game as he's been having.
It's been a rough show for the Cavs role players. You know, like you mentioned, Kyle and Corey, LeBron's been stepping up. He's been huge. The numbers are there. 27 points, 11 of 14 from the field in the first half. So, I mean, obviously, no, he came to play. It's going to be the other guys. Kyrie has some decent numbers, but he's definitely forced a couple shots. You need to see more out of Kevin Love, and you need to see more out of that bench.
The scary thing is he already has the most threes as well as any Cavalier with three.
Does anybody else even have? I mean, J.R. Smith has two threes, but that's it. I mean, the rest of the squad doesn't have anything. I mean, and the Cavs are a 3-point shooting team.
Exactly, and they lit it up in the whole postseason with threes. And going against the Warriors, you need to hit your threes because they obviously have guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Steph's got four, Klay's got five threes, and I think that's been another huge impact in that first half. Is, you know, we saw Klay Thompson get hot, and that's really bad for the Cavs.
I mean, good sign for the Cavs, though. You're only down by six, and you've given up 12 threes to your five threes.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a great sign. And I believe they're winning the turnover battle as well. I was looking for that stat right now. You guys have the turnover stats?
12 to 9.
Yeah,
per
12 to 8, 9, yeah.
So 12 for the Warriors, 9 for the Cavs. Obviously, the Warriors have had issues with turnovers. The Cavs need to really cut that down because with 12 turnovers in the first half for the Warriors, they could kind of, you know, bite into that a little more. I mean, Corey mentioned it's a positive that they're only down 6, but I would probably mention it's a negative that LeBron has this monster game and you're still losing. Like, what? Like, your best player has 27 points and he's shooting a ridiculous percentage and you're still losing the game. It's really tough for them to win.
Yeah, I mean, I think they really need it. Need more out of Kevin Love. I mean, he's the kind of guy that can get you those threes. He can be a force inside. They need him to step in. I mean, 6 points isn't going to do it for him in the first half, you know?
Exactly. And 0-3 from – yep, he looked hesitant. 0-3 from the field, 0-2 from the three-point line. Another guy who's been missing this series, and that's Tristan Thompson. I mean, he had a little bit more impact in that second quarter, but 0 points, three rebounds. What do you guys want to see from Tristan's?
I mean, the fight. He had some decent fight in the first half. You know, at least he was battling more. A couple loose balls. He secured a couple. With Tristan, it's just energy. I mean, him playing a lot more energy tonight, especially because they're home. Again, you got to get some rebounds. There's a couple times where, like, he's losing position battles to JaVale McGee. Like, you got to win that battle.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the rebounds are the big thing for Thompson. I mean, his whole career, that's been him. He's been a, you know, 10 points, 10 rebounds kind of guy. Not that he averages necessarily a triple-double, but it's pretty close. And if he's got three rebounds in the first half, that's not really going to cut it. I mean, you got to really get physical with these guys and prove that you're going to be a force in the middle there.
Exactly, because going into the series, we talked about it before, is, you know, a lot of people had the rebounding battle in favor of the Cavs. You know, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, but it's been the Warriors, and I think one reason for that is KD's impact on the board. I think you saw a few times his length definitely had an impact on the game. But moving on from there, I think we all agree best player in the first half for the Cavs was LeBron James. Best player in the first half for the Warriors?
Well, for me, I'd say it was Klay Thompson, because I mean, that first quarter, he really was the guy. When Curry was trapped and they were really guarding Durant. Well, the other guy that opened up was Klay Thompson, and he really was the guy, and he's really turned it on here. So I would say Klay Thompson.
They really abused Kyrie Irving. You know, they switched, put JR and Shumpert on Curry. So they've been using Kyrie on Klay, and Klay's been taking him to town. He's just shooting over top of him, and there's nothing really Kyrie can do. He's not, he doesn't have the same strength or size as Klay.
Yeah, Klay's been
And
Klay's been a monster. Like, you know, when he's hitting those type of tough shots and you're already playing good defense on him, like you said, Kyrie had his hand in his face. He's a little bit shorter, but Klay's kind of in that scorcher mode, and that's an issue for the Cavs. But also I think Kevin Durant's been huge once again. Obviously got hot in that first quarter a little bit, hit a few threes to kind of settle down the Cavs run early on. So it's just going to be really tough. But worst player for the Cavs in the first half, actually not necessarily worst, but the player that needs to step up the most in the second half for the Cavs.
For the Cavs, I'm going to say Tristan Thompson, only because you got to win the rebounding battle. It's close right now. It's 22-15, but you're losing it. And I'm pretty sure, like, if you look up a stat, like 8 out of 10 times, if you win the rebounding battle, you win the game. So for Cleveland, you got to win the boards.
Yeah, I mean,
what about you, Kyle?
I agree with that, but I would go J.R. Smith, and you know, Smith can get. He can become a really streaky scorer for them, and he's got to get his head in the game. And not that he really hasn't, but he gave up some really weird fouls in the beginning where it's just like, well, like the one on Curry where he's just like, well, why'd you give that up? You guys had numbers there. So it was that type of thing where if he could come out and get his head in there, which, I mean, it's tough for him to do sometimes, he can get on a run where he'll put up 20 points in a quarter.
Yeah, no, Tristan Thompson and JR, I think, are both great guys, but I think they need Kevin Love to step up. They need that third star. He had a big game, too. They need him to attack on the boards, and they need him to put up some points, hit some open threes, and be more aggressive. He just doesn't seem to have that same confident mindset that he had earlier in the series, and they really need that. They need Kyrie. They need the big three to really step up. I think they're averaging around 70 a game this series. They probably need to put up close to 90 to 100 points this game if they want to win.
No, I agree. There's definitely somebody on Cleveland needs to take some scoring off the shoulders of Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah.
Even if it's Kyle Korver, someone has to start hitting shots. You know, Jefferson's missed a couple wide open threes. Korver's missed some shots. Darren Williams is pretty much useless at this point. I can't believe he's even getting minutes. Somebody needs just to help LeBron, because the fact of the matter is this third quarter will determine the game just like the last two.
Yeah, the Warriors have dominated the second half of both of these games. So if the Cavs don't come out hard in the third quarter, I think it's going to be a tough game. But who needs to step up the most for the Warriors going to the second half?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Zaza Pachulia. I mean, I think the rest of the team's playing pretty well. But Zaza has had kind of a rough first half there. He's got no rebounds. He gave up some weird fouls early on. So it would be nice for him to at least get involved with the game a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm going Draymond. Here he has 3 personal fouls. Fuck it again. For Draymond, it's pretty much just controlling himself. He already has a technical as well. Had 5 fouls in game 2. You know, Draymond gets in foul trouble. You know, the Cavs are hanging around late. You know, that's trouble if you're the Warriors. You want Draymond on the floor as much as possible.
Exactly. I think, you know, Zaza's a good point. He's kind of had a rough series sometimes when you look at him. He's had some open shots and he's kind of hesitated a lot. But I'm going to go with Draymond as well, because you can see Draymond's impact on the floor when he's actually out there. But he's been in foul trouble like this whole series. So he needs to stay on the floor, keep his head in the game. And, you know, he brings a huge impact, not only defensively, but his ability as a playmaker on offense. He definitely set Curry and Klay up for a ton of open shots.
He has 6 assists. I mean, I think he has the most assists of anyone in the game as well, with 6. So,
yeah,
it shows you how it's facilitating.
Yeah, and Draymond, I mean, we don't need anything to happen like last year where he just, you know, went crazy and you know, got in this trouble, got suspended. Like, he's got to get his head in there, which, I mean, I think he addressed earlier this series. He didn't want to, you know, get into another situation where he's going crazy on the floor. But I see what you're talking about. He definitely can improve this game.
What do you guys think is going to happen in the second half? Who's going to win this game and why?
I'm saying Cleveland wins this. Cleveland wins 117-114. Kyrie hits a 3 or something late. the Cavs are going to get the one win.
Yeah, I think Cleveland's going to take this one too, just because, you know, they're at home. It's really, really tough to go down 3-0. And I think, you know, LeBron's not going to let that happen. It'll be somewhere 110 to, you know, 108. It'll be very close at the end. But I think Cleveland's going to come back and LeBron's going to take them. This might be one of those games that we're like, LeBron and Jordan, they both had those games. And this might be LeBron's game.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think LeBron's going to come out in the second half, a huge game. I think he might even finish with 50 points. But I'm still going to go with the Warriors. I think they're poised to have a big game three. Steve Kerr mentioned it. They haven't had a big game three in the last two finals. So this year they're going to come out. They've been a lot better in the second half, a lot more focused. And I don't think the Cavs have answers defensively for when they have Curry and KD on the floor. So I'm going with Warriors, and I think they're going to take that 3-0 lead. We'll see what happens. Guys, thank you for hopping on, and enjoy the rest of game three.
Thanks.
Adios.